Welcome back, sweet honey pie, for my fifth and final part in this five-part series, answering the question, what is rocket fuel for intentional manifestation? And today is just going to be a little quickie, and I want to just kind of reiterate that all of these, this five-part series was based on my inspirations and insights I gleaned from an interview with Oprah Winfrey and Gary Zubak on setting intentions and the power of intention, as well as Eckhart Tolle's free five-part mini series on conscious manifestation that's going on right now. And I've created these videos based on that, which I watched from him. I've watched it a couple times now. I'm going to watch it again because it's just, it just sinks in deeper and deeper the more you watch it and listen to him and be with his presence. So this is his fourth video speaks about how his books came to him. And if you're not familiar with his books, he wrote The Power of Now, as well as New Earth, among many other things, which have sold millions of copies all over the world in probably 30 different languages. So before we get into the meat of today's part five series. My name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of the podcast Trumpet of Truth Radio.com and the YouTube channel Trumpet of Truth TV.com. And this is what I call the foundational basics and essential understandings for raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. I support this intention by putting power and truth into context, based on Dr. David R. Hawkins' Map of Consciousness, which is a proven energy scale to actualize your ultimate human potential. So the video number four from Eckhart Tolle's free series shares a story about his history a little bit and how the power of now came to him. And I meant to share when we were talking about how to manifest an intentional manifestation. And the secret to manifestation, according to Jesus Christ, is believe that it has been given already. And Eckhart talks about this in one of his earlier videos. And if you listen to the teachings of Abraham and Esther and Jerry Hicks, they say the same thing, that you need to understand that it already exists. That which you seek has already been given. And the issue is, are you denying it? Are you letting it in? What's going on? Because it's hard to deny reality in the lower mind and the ego, narcissistic core of the ego, wants to get disappointed and resentful and bitter because it isn't happening immediately. So I had a little, aha. It's like, you know what? Something cannot come into materiality without it first coming into the energetic realm. Consciousness needs to kind of gather energy around to bring it into manifestation. So with this understanding, it may be easier for you to accept that it already exists. Because the thought, you've had the thought, and believe you me, the mind is powerful. And if you've listened to my podcast on the level of consciousness of the mind, which is the 400s, the mind is a superpower. That's why if you use the mind to create and you create negatively, you can create negatively because the mind is powerful. And an example of the power of the mind versus the body is the body is only like in the 200s, low 200s on the map of consciousness. The mind is the high 400s. So the body is going to manifest your thoughts about it for sure. Whatever beliefs, thoughts, disparagements you have about the body, the mind is a powerful creator. So let's like look at this thing that Jesus says again, that believe that it's been given already. It already exists because it's a thought. You've had the thought, You bring it into your awareness. You're like, oh, I want this house someday. I want it to look like that. I want this. I want that. You know, you're already kind of molding the clay of consciousness, and it can't happen immediately because, you know, when was the intention set? The intention could have been set when you were a kid, for sure. But you got to understand where in the conscious manifestation, you know, it already exists in consciousness. So you got to get out of the way so that it can come through, and that ego wants to interfere so that you never get what you want, because it keeps the ego going, and the juice of the ego loves the juice of the ego, which is negatively oriented, downward pulling, destructive, not helpful. So in part four of Eckhart's five-part series, he talks about how the book came to him, and there were so many things in there that reminded me of experiences in my life, of what I'm experiencing now, that I just wanted to comment on what he had to say. And he speaks about, well, first of all, he had a quantum spiritual awakening, as did I, which is not of this world, and it's a radical experience that shifts your life and changes how you view things significantly. And it's how I came into alignment with power versus force, the map of consciousness, all of Dr. Hawkins' teachings, because enlightenment is a rare state. As I mentioned in yesterday's video, at last count, there are only like 12 people above 600, which is the land of enlightenment, 600 to 1,000 on the planet that are of that level of consciousness. So I've experienced up to what's been calibrated in the 700s, the mystical realm. Yeah, I can assure you it is radical in nature and not of this world, but it exists. And I think Eckhart and I have both done a significant amount of inner work to clear the blocks to that, because it's the blocks to your true essence that are in the way of enlightenment and having the life that you want, being of higher consciousness, being loving, accepting, wise, understanding, unconditionally loving and joyful, are of higher consciousness, but the lower levels block you to it if you don't understand how to let them go. And manifestation is much more effective if you understand the mechanism of letting go, which is a major part of this podcast and video cast, is helping you understand how to do it. And it's based on Dr. Hawkins' book. And let me grab that one too. Hold on. Letting Go, The Pathway to Surrender. Now, again, these books are all of super high consciousness, and a lot of people don't get them because you're not there yet. I understand. And Dr. Hawkins was an esteemed psychiatrist, brilliant, like genius level psychiatrist and above, and as well as a researcher into the science of consciousness, which is takes non-linear like capacity to even get, never mind spell it, right, to understand consciousness and dive into consciousness research. It's of a much higher realm than the mind. So point being, Dr. Hawkins was a clinical psychiatrist. He like had one of the biggest practices in Manhattan at one point, and he understands severe suffering and mental illness. And when he came into the creation of the mechanism of letting go, he considered it a rocket ship relative to traditional psychotherapy. Which is not to dismiss traditional psychotherapy at all, but psychotherapy and calibrates like in the 400s, which is totally helpful and effective at helping people for sure. But the mechanism of letting go is in the 600s. So when you learn how to let go, you're going to remove these blocks to conscious manifestation. Because in the absence of removing the blocks, the lower mind and the ego is going to corrupt your intentions, where you're likely, because you're not paying attention, you lack self-awareness, are going to go in this loop of manifesting what you don't want, the complete opposite of what you intended, because you're not self-aware and you're just coming into awareness about the map of consciousness and what to look for and what to let go of. So listen to Eckhart. He tells a great story about how books came to him. And he shared that he knew the book was already done, like he could feel it. And this is one of the lessons from Esther and Jerry Hicks, is you got to feel it. You're going to feel it before it comes in. And I can attest that I'm starting to feel things now that I have been intending for a while. I can actually start to feel them. And it was really great to hear Eckhart speak that out loud. You know, he's coming from a different level of awareness of higher consciousness, but he spoke about it. I'm like, oh, that's what's going on. He kind of validated, like, oh, you're, to me, like, what am I feeling is significant. What I'm asking for, Liz, personally, I'm asking for, already exists. I can feel it. And it's kind of a use the mind and understanding in the heart to understand that if you're feeling it, it's already present. I mean, it's present regardless whether you're feeling it or not. It's, but Jesus and Eckhart are both saying, you got to just know it already is there. And it has to already be there for it to even come into existence. So use the understanding of the mind to learn to accept what's being taught here, which is of higher consciousness and truth. So it was interesting. He'll share his story about the feeling the reality of everything that was going to come into his life. Abundance, speaking engagements, traveling the world, writing books, reaching millions of people. He felt all of that without ego attachment to it for the most part. And it's that ego attachment to it that when you learn to let go of stuff, those attachments leave and it doesn't matter anymore. Even though, you know, I have intentions for my life, it doesn't matter one way or the other because I'm present and enjoying the process. And I could get hit by a bus tomorrow. And what would it have mattered if I'm not present and enjoying every day? So have the knowingness. His suggestion is to have the knowingness that whatever it is that you intend already exists. Fuel that with rocket fuel, like we shared at the beginning. Intention, love, let go of lower consciousness, let go of lack consciousness. Understand that the ego is super subtle and that there's signs to look for. And once you, when you let go of enough lower consciousness, you'll start to laugh when you see the ego try to slip in. It's like a little kid trying to get the candy. Oh, I just want to get one more. Can I just have one more? Can I just, it's like, it's kind of funny to witness it, become the witness of the ego. And treat it like a child and say, oh, honey, I love you. I see what you're trying to do. I see you're there. And accept it for a piece of creation. I mean, it exists for a reason, to provide the vast contrast that we get to experience here on Earth. So that's it for the 5-part series. Again, I'm going to highly recommend Eckhart Tolle's 5-part series and his course, which starts June 28th, 2021. And if you missed that, all of these recordings I created are, you can sign up for my email list so you can get other courses that are related to manifestation and setting intentions and from higher level teachers of higher consciousness, like Michael Beckwith is one of them off the top of my head, Michael Singer, Another one, Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote Conversations with God. They all have related kind of courses. They're going to get you in the direction you want to go and get you aligned with higher consciousness so that you can get where you want to go. And I love my metaphor for consciousness. Consciousness is like gas in the tank. Do you have enough gas in the tank to get where you want to go? And what do you need to get to where you want to go? If you want to get to where Oprah Winfrey is, you need a lot of friggin' gas in the tank that includes love consciousness, accepting that you're the creator of your own experience, understanding and being rational and reasonable, and setting intentions, positively oriented intentions, and staying like the spiritual warrior, standing firm in truth, the sword of truth. If anyone comes by, tries to creep in some crap, you're going to like, no, thank you. You're going to recognize, you're going to discern truth from falsehood, and you're not going to let that lower mind and lower consciousness creep into your manifestation. I hope you found this helpful. Stay tuned next week when we're going to do, 101 ways to inner peace, I think. And then the week after that is a your weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz, where I ask you to guess which is of higher consciousness. Is it calling a spade a spade? And what's that all about when you call a spade a spade? Is it to be an apologist? Or is it patriotism, love of country, and honor? Of those three, which is of highest consciousness? Think about that. The answer will come in a couple of weeks. It's a good one. I'll see you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of higher consciousness podcast, or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.